very interesting. Obviously, there's a sort of near panic in the government about cracking down about further WikiLeaks embarrassments. So the OMB has charged all federal agencies that deal with classified information with coming up with programs that will make sure that we don't have another WikiLeaks. So a memo goes out, co-authored by the chief counterintelligence officer at the Director of National Intelligence Office this week, asking federal agencies if they have, quote, insider threat programs to identify employees who might be prone to leak classified documents. It asks if they're using psychiatrists and sociologists to identify the, quote, happiness or, quote, grumpiness of employees to gauge their, quote, trustworthiness. It also asks if they have programs in place to make sure that any of their employees report any and all contacts with the news media. So a lot of this may be sort of standard fare in a spy agency like the CIA, but when it's applied across the board to all the different agencies that have classified documents, could be at the State Department, the Justice Department, NASA, the Homeland Security Department, you name it, there's classified documents in virtually any office in the agency in the government. It's a pretty broad brush, and a lot of people think this is an overreaction.
I know you got to run, but let me ask you one last question, because God forbid they ever do this kind of assessment in any newsroom in the country, because they'd be busy full time assessing happiness and unhappiness. But you've been following this for a long time, these kinds of stories, but this really seems like, you mentioned panic earlier, where and it comes in an administration which has made openness and transparency a real mantra. There seems to be something going on here.
Yes, there is a very big disconnect between the openness and transparency rhetoric that we heard when President Obama took office and what we've seen in reality, which is a series of crackdowns on leaks, Justice Department prosecutions of leaks. We just had one today. A former CIA officer was arrested in a long-running leak investigation for allegedly leaking to New York Times reporter James Risen. And this is an extraordinary crackdown that goes well beyond what we've seen before, and it is quite a contrast from, you know, what the kind of talk we heard when President Obama.
And there doesn't seem to be a recognition of the power of actually sharing information, at least within government. Go back and read the 9/11 report and talks
exactly
about that.